Andy and Kat podcast is brought to you by Gracie's Goodies, locally owned and operated in Leo. Choose the bakery that was voted number one in the best bakery, best desserts, and best wedding cake maker categories in the 2023 Reader's Choice Best of Awards. Gracie's features a variety of yummy cupcakes, cookies, macarons, and brownies daily. Need a cake for a celebration? Order delicious cakes and decorated sugar cookies for any special occasion, designed to your specifications. And the cakes and cookies are not only pretty, they taste amazing. Find a full menu at graciesgoodies.com. Gracie's Goodies is the perfect choice to provide delicious desserts for your special event, celebration, or just because. Let Gracie's Goodies do dessert for you.
Oh, it's Deep Voice Andy today. I know. You're welcome. It's Andy and Kat. It's Magic 95.1.
You are starting to lose it.
I know.
Ah, man.
I won't. I don't know that I'll make it tomorrow.
I know.
Enjoy the velvet pipes while they're here. Get to what's trending with our news. I feel like I should just lay everybody down by a fire and
start talking to
read them a 50 Shades of Grey romance novel.
Oh, okay.
Parkview Health and Cincinnati Children's Hospital have signed a letter of intent that aims to build a pediatric hospital here at Parkview Regional Medical Center. That's good. By the way, Cincinnati Children's is considered by many to be the best in the Midwest, if not the best children's hospital nationwide. Three Alaskan airline passengers who were on the jet when the door blew off, or technically it was a hole patch, blew off, is now suing the airline. Boeing say they would like $1 billion in order to make that right. You can't pay that.
$1 billion.
Because if you give it to them, then all the other passengers
will start suing.
They will sue and want that as well.
I mean, they weren't injured, were they? I don't think that they were even injured.
The trauma.
Uh-huh. Emotional trauma.
Do you understand what that is?
Yeah, I know. I mean, that would scare the bejesus out of me.
Yeah.
But well, still, $1 billion.
Then you should sue to get your bejesus back. Because if they just scared it out of you, the only thing to use your head.
You need your
bejesus back.
That's I can't even with you this morning.
That's what you're entitled to. You robbed me.
Not a billion.
No, you robbed me of my bejesus. IHOP and Applebee's are owned by the same parent company, if you didn't know that. And going forward, it looks like, according to their CEO, they're still going to create dual-branded locations. That way they can have one staff, one kitchen, but separate branded areas.
I think that's a great idea. I think more of these places should do that.
Every time I think of that, I just think of Taco Bell and
Long John Silver's and KFC.
Yeah.
All those yum brands.
The yum brands. Yeah. And I'm like, I'd like a filet of fish and a taco, please. And for the first time ever, the popular baseball game, MLB The Show, this year will allow for you to create a female baseball player in their story mode as you try to get her to the major leagues. That's what's trending now with our Magic 95.1 news. It's Andy and Kat. It's Magic 95.1 WHAR. Last Friday on the show, Kat shared something very personal, if you don't know, that she's going through a divorce. Still ongoing.
Yes.
But I just wanted to spend just a minute, if you don't mind, just out of pure curiosity, and I'm probably overreaching a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Have you had any DM messages from listeners acquiring about your interest to take your temperature, so to speak, on going on a date or anything like that?
Let's be clear. I'm not ready for that right now, but yeah. Yeah, I'm not emotionally ready for that
type of
thing. I mean, you're with me in the studio every day. You kind of know where my head is at, and I'm just not ready for that right now.
I'll never forget. And if you're a longtime listener of me and my time here in the city on the air,
mm-hmm.
I used to work with Nicole.
Yeah,
Nicole announced her divorce at the time on the air, and the minute we closed the microphones,
mm-hmm.
she got 5 D pics.
Oh my gosh.
Wow. Within minutes of her
announcing that?
Yeah, she announced it. She had...
Wow. That's bold.
Really tearing up on the radio. Different mm-hmm. stage of life.
Yeah.
All of those things. I have to tell you, it may be one of the more memorable moments in my broadcasting career because it's not like women are just like, hey, here's a picture of me.
Right.
Naked and coming into my inbox.
Mm-hmm.
And certainly the timing couldn't have been worse when you're not obviously emotionally available for something like
right,
that.
Right.
And I can't believe the boldness of men.
Just putting it all out there.
I find it to be flabbergasting. I'll never forget. We closed on the mic. I went over.
Especially people you've never met before. That's your first impression.
And then just bing, 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 bing. And if I hadn't gone around to the other side of the room,
you wouldn't have believed it.
And to see her computer monitor
uh-huh.
and to see all those anatomy photos
yeah.
of gentlemen, I wouldn't believe it. I wouldn't
well.
Believe it. So so you've had a suitor or seven.
No,
isn't it crazy the timing that men are just like social cues? Nah.
Let's
don't need those.
Just throw those right out the window. You know, I am spending a lot of time with myself and I am, you know, seeing a therapist and talking about my feelings a little bit more. And I don't know. I just want to get myself right before, you know, that, before I offer it up to anyone else, you know? I don't know. But you see more of me behind the mic than I think listeners do. So you kind of know where my state of mind is.
Oh, but I'm not looking to put you out there because
right,
you're not ready.
No.
I'm looking to put a spotlight on how crazy men are.
Yeah, for sure.
To be like, you know what? I'm going to lead with my best foot. And it's not a foot. And I can't believe it happens. Oh, man. This is a very local Fort Wayne story. It's Andy and Kat, Magic 95.1. Hosey Dam is over by Indiana Tech and Anthony Boulevard.
Okay, yeah, I know where you're at.
And I want to give credit to Rex Smith for the story on Wayne TV because I'm going to steal it. There is a tremendous amount of large tree trunks, branches, and debris
mm-hmm.
damming up the dam.
Man.
Blocking the dam because these are huge tree structures that have fallen into the Maumee River and washed up against the dam, damming up the dam.
Well, damn.
So the reality is this is actually an informative, very local story. And a lot of locals are like, why isn't anybody out there clearing the debris of the dam so that it continues to flow? So that, you know, at some point this spring, we're going to get a whole bunch of rain and we're going to get flooding.
Right.
And why don't we move these things out of here? Apparently, they said just to move one tree trunk that is blocking the dam. And by the way, to paint a picture for you, it looks like there's roughly...
hundreds.
Well, of little branches, but I mean, I don't know, 50 tree trunks
yeah.
blocking
big,
the...
big trunks.
Okay. And they said to get one out of there is $90,000.
What?
That, to me, is not a real number. That is a company telling you...
they don't want to mess with
they
it.
They don't want the liability, and they don't want the job. That's what it is. You ever go to a contractor, and he's like, I can get you in 8 months from now when I'm not busy.
Mm-hmm.
But if you want to be right away, I'm going to charge you the king's ransom,
uh-huh.
and we'll move your job to the front. Anyway, long story short, city folks have gone on to say that usually... over time, the water level will rise. We'll get a heavy rain, and that water level rising will move the tree trunks enough that it'll unclog the dam. But it looks really bad right now. And so, you know, Wayne does a great job. But what I love is when Wayne actually posts their stories to Facebook.
Uh-huh.
And then you get the
uh-oh.
Other side of the story from people's
uh-oh.
Reaction. People weighing in. Oh, good. The log jam is back. I used to, as a kid, cross one side of the river to the other, climbing across the sticks and tree trunks.
Oh, my gosh. That's so dangerous.
By the way, you could take the bridge, which is right around the corner. But why would you want to do that when you have the judgment of a child?
Mm-hmm.
To me, that's really the story. I don't mean to poke fun of it, but isn't it a public safety hazard that
yes.
some kid is going to start climbing on these
logs
and then get stuck and then we end up on Dateline?
That's not is good publicity for our city.
I know I'm sort of painting a doomsday scenario, but no joke, right? Anyway, it's a very visual story and it's a very local Fort Wayne story, but the Hosey Dam, which is over by Indiana Tech, has they always have a bottled neck of stuff, let's be clear. But
I guess this has been going on for years and years and years and years and years. Every year this happens, is what I'm reading in the comments.
But people are like, why isn't it clearing like it has in past years? And then a couple people. So I told you the quote from some person was $90,000 for one tree trunk. Mm-hmm. And there might be 50 tree trunks. Dan writes in, I'd clear it for $10,000 in a case of beer.
I love it.
If the quote is 90, says Dale, I'll do it for 40 or open to negotiations.
So that's so funny. These people.
Oh, everybody, there's a bunch of dudes. Can we just,
get them all out there.
Can we just get all the dudes
get
that
want to. Get your motorboats out there and hook up a couple chainsaws and some.
I would love nothing more than if the city somehow could get away with hiring citizens with chainsaws,
and
life
straps.
Jackets,
yep.
and wanted to work for beer to clear this. Because I got to tell you, there is 200 names on here of middle-aged men just wanting nothing more than to get drunk and float and then get these things out of here.
Oh my gosh, this is great.
Listeners are chiming in this morning, 260-467-9500. Stories, I'm guessing it sounds like of either you saw somebody naked you didn't expect to see, accidental nudity stories, or the time you flash somebody stories is what I think we have on hold. It's Andy and Kat, Magic 95.1. I was telling you that I have the Holy Grail. Men's Health has put out a men's nudity survey, deep dive into all things nude. More men than ever, 44%, are sleeping naked all year round. 60% of guys like to admit that to relax, they like to sit around, eat, lay on the couch, and play video games naked.
I can't believe you're playing video games naked. Okay? Come on, put some pants on.
30% of men have streaked in public.
Only 30%?
I'm assuming those are all fraternity pledges.
Mm-hmm.
That's
right.
We did point out the fact that 70% of men said that they have been flashed by a girl. And I was trying to think. And 10% of men have returned a flash. I don't think I've ever been flashed.
You've never been flashed by anyone? Not even growing up? It's like in a back alley somewhere on a school bus?
Not by somebody who I wasn't already
college?
In a relationship. Not like some girl trying to get into Delta Delta Chi. Phone number. Sorry. 260-467-9500. Apparently flashing stories. Go ahead. Or accidental nudity. Whatever one works for you.
I wouldn't say it was accident. Back in the day, like the 80s, we'd be walking around downtown during the festivals. And we'd walk past the jailhouse and we'd flash.
You'd flash the inmates in the 80s during Three Rivers Festival. Yes.
That's great.
The inmates, I'm sure, thanked you. What did they do, bang on the glass?
Yeah. They were like, more, flashing their dirt.
Yeah.
Like, show me more.
Show me more!
Oh, my God.
That's great.
Well, see, now you have that story.
Yeah.
And, that's fantastic. Well, good for you.
Thank you for sharing.
Thank you very much. Inmate flashing.
That's right. Nothing like that. I mean, there are
anybody on the show flashed an inmate? No? Are we still good on that? No? No.
I've never flashed an inmate.
Did you ever flash for something? Like, because I remember.
Gosh, of course I have.
Back when college basketball's Final Four was in Indianapolis, there was a headline where girls were driving from Michigan State down 69. And they were like, it was like Final Four bust was written on their car.
Yeah.
And they're like, don't have tickets. We'll flash for them.
Oh
yeah. That was
wow. There's been a lot of accidental flashing in my in my past where I've accidentally flashed someone. I accidentally flashed a bunch of people that was driving down in my neighborhood as I was going for a run. My sports bra came undone and just boop. And then, I was learning how to do a back handspring, and I accidentally flashed a teacher in middle school.
Oh.
Accidentally. And I was mortified. Yeah. I mean, just completely mortified.
Well, I would say you could never look at that teacher in the eyes again.
No, I didn't.
And
no.
They will never look at you in the eyes again.
Right.
Sandy and Kat, Magic 95.1 WAJI. Many of you may or may not know, but Kat is a big conspiracy theorist.
I am.
She,
I'm not ashamed of it.
There's a couple things. Like, you don't like, well, I know 5G on cell phones freaks
you out. I don't like
up.
That. No, I don't like that. And I don't keep my phone, like, in my back pocket or my sports bra. I don't put my phone on my body.
On your body.
And I will limit the time I put my earbuds in my ear because I feel like that Bluetooth being so close anyway.
You think it could cause cancer?
Cause
alien research? I don't know where. What do you? Anyway,
yeah.
Because you have a number of, you don't trust microwaves.
I don't
you
trust
You set them and then you run away from them.
And these don't put plastic in the microwave. Like those little like cups that you heat up like ramen noodles and such. I will throw it into like a paper bowl and then heat it up.
Okay.
I will not put plastic.
These are common conspiracy theories in Catland. I do have for you now though, thanks to our show here, other common conspiracy theories that most people believe there is some truth to.
Well, I'm anxious to go down this list.
I think some of them I'm into.
Okay.
I have for you five of them, five times.
Okay.
Conspiracy theory number one that most Americans believe there is some nugget of truth to. I am convinced most computer viruses that came out in the 2000s were created by software companies selling antivirus programs. Has to be true.
I mean, that seems logical, right?
There it is.
It does seem logical.
They created their own demand.
Well, it's like, remember when Apple was like sucking your battery? Like,
yes.
They had a lawsuit and they had to pay.
Well, it turns out that was true.
And it was true.
That was true. Yes, that's true. I 100% believe Michael Jordan played baseball because he gambled on basketball games and was suspended by the league. I do believe that one.
You do?
I do. They've tried to debunk that many times, but I believe that. I believe there's some nugget of truth to that.
Uh-huh. I don't know enough about sports to have an opinion on that. But
what conspiracy theory do most Americans believe there's some nugget of truth to? Recycling is a scam. At least in the U.S. Most plastics are produced by giant corporations who get all these tax breaks.
Okay.
Now they're getting their product back for free. We all know we ship most of our stuff to China. I don't believe it.
Come on now.
What conspiracy theories do most Americans believe in? This might be my favorite. I believe this is a government conspiracy. I believe the government asks questions like this to see what they need to cover up more and more of. Because they know Americans have figured it out.
We're so smart. We figured them out. Yeah. They're doing their own
research
on us. Yeah.
About
yeah.
which conspiracy theories we believe or
that,
not.
That right there is my favorite.
And finally, conspiracy theories most Americans believe there is some nugget of truth to. I will die on the hill, says this guy. That is, in fact, the Baja Men. Who are responsible for letting the dogs out and wrote a song about it to try to deflect responsibility.
What?
Who let the dogs out?
They did.
The dogs out.
They did.
Who let the dogs out?
They did.
Oh,
God. Oh, that's my
like
favorite
this song.
Oh my gosh, who let the dogs out? They did. Deflect responsibility.